Kenya's Catholic Church rejects $40,000 from President Ruto, date modified 2024-11-19T12-06-12.904Z, description: The donation followed a recent statement by bishops that was critical of the government. Catholic Church rejects $40,000 from Kenya's president, at Nairobi Archdioc. Archbishop of Nairobi Philip Eniola said the cash would be returned and declined other pledges from the president. Kenya's Catholic Church has rejected a donation of about $40,000, £32,000, made by President William Ruto. He offered the money towards the building of a priest's house and as a gift to the choir during Mass on Sunday at the Soweto Catholic Church in the capital, Nairobi. The donation followed a recent statement by Catholic bishops, who had hit out at the government for failing to fulfill their electoral promises. Churches have been under pressure this year from young anti-tax protesters who have accused them of being too close to politicians. Following Ruto's much-publicized donation on Sunday, many Kenyans urged the Catholic Church to reject the money. The president had given around 2.6 M Kenyan shillings, $20,000, £16,000, in cash, pledged the rest of the money later and also promised to give the parish a bus. The Catholic Archbishop of Nairobi, Philip Eniola, said the cash would be returned over ethical concerns and the need to safeguard the church from being used for political purposes. He also declined his other pledges and said a donation of 200,000 Kenyan shillings made by the governor of Nairobi, Johnson Sakaja, who attended the same service, was also being handed back. "We are the church. Kenyan tax protesters take on Christian leaders, new faces of protest, Kenya's Gen Z anti-tax revolutionaries. The Catholic Church strongly discourages the use of church events such as fundraisers and gatherings as platforms for political self-promotion," Archbishop Eniola said. "Such donations were in breach of the church directives as well as the Kenyan law," he added. The long ties between churches and political institutions, in a country where more than 80% of the population are Christian, seem to be fraying. 3 years ago, established churches banned politicians from using the pulpit during services in return for donations. But the relationship was still perceived to be close, with young demonstrators accusing the churches of siding with the government when it decided to impose new taxes earlier this year. Under the social media hashtag #OccupyChurch, many hit out at the churches for failing to take their side during the deadly protests that erupted in response to the planned tax hikes. The uproar forced President S. Ruto's government to withdraw the controversial finance bill in July. Then last week, the Kenya Conference of Catholic Bishops, which represents all Catholic bishops in the country, accused the government of perpetuating a culture of lies. In a scathing statement, it also raised issues about overtaxation, corruption, violation of human rights, freedom of speech, unemployment, as well as a crumbling education system and healthcare services. "Despite the calmness we are experiencing, there is a lot of anxiety and most people are losing trust in the government," it said. In response, President Ruto appeared to hit back at the clergy, saying, "We must be careful to give factual information lest we become victims of the things we accuse others of doing." A senator allied to government, Aaron Churuiet, also accused the church of misinformation, adding that the clergy must avoid being purveyors of propaganda, fake news, and falsehoods. Many of Kenya's Christians are Catholic, estimated to number 10 million, about 20% of the population, according to government statistics. Other Christians belong to a variety of evangelical churches and other denominations, including the Anglican Church of Kenya, which has defended the Catholic Church's position. Anglican Archbishop Jackson Ole Sapit said the Catholic bishops had reflected the feelings of many Kenyans. Calling church leaders names or dismissing the bishop's statement as misleading, erroneous and false, is itself dishonest, he said. "The Catholic bishops have spoken the minds of Kenyans and faithfully expressed the truth as things are on the ground. You may also be interested in why Kenyan churches are banning politicians from pulpits," podcast. "Is the church in Kenya too close to the government? Kenya's discreet church set up to welcome LGBT worshippers." Getty Images / BBC, go to bbcafrica.com for more news from the African continent. Follow us on Twitter, at BBC Africa, on Facebook at BBC Africa, or on Instagram at BBCAfrica, BBC Africa Podcasts, Africa Daily, Focus on Africa, Kenya Africa.